At a new time for my program, The Golden Age of Radio, here on WBAI.
He's got to stop listening to those crazy radio programs of his.
What's wrong with him?
Well, there's plenty of good programs you can listen to without that junk.
Well, like what?
There's dozens. I'll show you. I'll get you something really educational.
If you're searching for The Golden Age of Radio, it's been moved.
I'll get another station.
No, not a different station. A new time. 8:30 Saturday nights.
There, that's better.
It's half past eight.
It's half past eight, New York time.
That's right, half past eight, same day, new time, Saturdays at 8:30 for the golden age of radio.
Some people say that radio ain't a flexible medium.
What role is the Dominican government playing in defying the international trade embargo against Haiti? How was the issue of race used in the recent Dominican elections, which were marred by fraud? How have economic forces in both countries worked together to sustain the status quo?
Balaguer does not like Aristide, and because Aristide was protesting against the alleged treatment or mistreatment of Haitians in the Dominican Republic. And even though he verbally says that he is abiding by the embargo, by the terms of the embargo, much oil and much goods are passing through the border into Haiti, which is perpetuating...
Tune in on Monday, June 6th at 8 p.m. for the premiere edition of WBAI's weekly Report on the Americas. For an update on Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and a discussion about race relations in the island of Hispaniola, plus news from around the hemisphere. The Report on the Americas, Monday nights at 8 p.m., beginning in June, only on WBAI 99.5 FM.
It's 10 o'clock on a Wednesday. That means it's time for Off the Hook. And a good evening to one and all. This is Off the Hook, Emmanuel Goldstein with you from 10 to 11 o'clock every Wednesday night, talking about the latest in high technology, telephones, computers, the internet, and the Summer of Hope, which is something that's fast approaching. It's driving us crazy, in fact. The Hacker Convention will be taking place in August. More on that a little bit later. For those of you that pledged during our marathon of the last few weeks, we thank you very much. For those of you that pledged for the internet service, we have not forgotten about you. And if you need to get through to the system which we're offering accounts on, escape.com, you can reach them by voice, 212-888-8780 between the hours of 11 and 7, by modem, 212-888-8212. And if you paid by credit card over the past week or so, the names have not yet gotten to me. They really should be in my hands now, but we'll have those in the next couple of days, and you can keep abreast of the situation by calling Escape and seeing if you've been added yet. We'll get to everybody as quickly as we possibly can, and I'll make a lot of phone calls in the next day or so to find out what the status of this is. Okay, we have some interesting things that have been going on. Let's start off with some news. We have some really, really amazing commercial things, too, which I think people are going to find rather funny, at the very least. Yeah. Do we have a channel going on the net? Okay, there'll be we'll have some internet access a little bit later on in the show as well. And we'll be taking phone calls, of course. So we have all these activities going on. Too many things to even keep track of. Well, to start off with, have you heard the commercials? The commercials for AT&T. The commercials that tell you to forget about all those 1-800-COLLECT and 1-800-OPERATOR numbers. And you have to wonder, why are they doing this? Why are they telling people to forget about their own service, which is 1-800-OPERATOR, and call something else? Supposedly easier to remember, but to me, even harder to remember. 1-800-CALL-ATT is the replacement for 1-800-OPERATOR. They say that's easier to remember. How is that possible? Why is that easier to remember than 1-800-OPERATOR or 1-800-COLLECT, which belongs to their competitors, MCI? Well, the truth comes out, as we knew it would. Apparently, what's been happening is people in America haven't always been taught things like spelling. And a lot of them are calling 1-800-OPERATOR, spelling it O-P-E-R-A-T-E-R instead of O-R. And apparently that number belongs to MCI, not AT&T. So MCI is getting all this AT&T business. Now, let's get a phone line here and see exactly what happens when you call that number, because I've never actually called it. O-P-E-R-A-T-E-R. Let's see if we get MCI. If they've taken advantage of this. Well, it's busy. Let's try it one more time. It's possible that so many people are taking advantage of this misspelling error. Let's see what we get this time. Hey, we got through. You know, in a way, this could be effective, too. People think they're reaching AT&T and they're not picking up the phone. Well, I think I'll just try MCI then, since AT&T is too busy to pick up the phone. It's an effective technique. But supposedly, that's the reason. We'll just keep that going in the background in case something ever happens. What they say is, MCI intentionally did this. They reserved 1-800-OPERATOR with the ER and began scooping up calls intended for its arch rival. And we have more information, too, about something else. One of these overnight millionaires. Howard Jenkins was a multimillionaire for about half a day. About a week ago, he lost his checkbook and called his bank to have a hold put on his account. When he went to make a deposit Friday morning, he was told to check the automated teller machine outside to make sure the account was working. He made a small withdrawal, and the receipt told him his account balance was $889,437.93. He went home and called the bank's automated telephone account inquiry system and was informed that his balance was now more than $88 million. Interest, you know. He went back to the bank and asked the teller for his balance and was given an 8-digit number. She asked if he had received an inheritance or something. He withdrew $4 million in cashier's checks and cash, requiring a bank manager's signature on each check, and they didn't bat an eye. He returned later that day accompanied by his lawyer and returned the money, minus the legal fees. The bank attributes the erroneous balance to a computer error, probably linked to a moron of some sort. Or their excuse is the whole transaction. Several things stand out according to this contributor to the Risk Digest, Andy Fuller. One, he was told to check an ATM to see if his account was working. Whoever told him this should have been able to check directly using the bank's terminal. The bank puts a great deal of trust in the computer. Number two, the balance shown on the ATM receipt was different than that given him by the automated telephone information system and the teller. Is this a user interface problem or something more involved? Three, the computer error is likely to be the fault of inadequate testing or user interface inadequacy, calling up a deposit transaction instead of an account hold transaction. And four, nobody questioned this withdrawal or the large deposit. The teller who checked his balance was the only one mentioned in the story that even noticed his windfall. Remember the quote, "Did you get an inheritance or something?" That was sharp thinking on the part of that bank teller. Proper software and human procedural checks could have caught this error. If a pre-computer bank teller had been handed a deposit of this size, the bank manager and everybody in town would have been notified. When the withdrawal was made, the manager would have known about the deposit and been confident that the request was legitimate. Are similar human checks and balances included in modern banking computers? Well, I think the answer is not really. You don't really know what's going on when you go to a bank these days. It's almost as much fun as dealing with the phone company, which we're going to deal with in a second. Before we do, I want to play the first of several very, very, very old telephone commercials that have come our way. And this first one comes, I believe, from the 1960s, and it's kind of a very short, spacey commercial that I don't really know the origins of, but it has to do with falling prices of long distance. Let's have a listen.
Long. Long. Long distance rates are lower every evening and all weekend. Long. Long. Long.
Okay, that's the first one. That's kind of the Space Cadet commercials that we have from the Bell system, the old former Bell system when it was all one company. And our thanks go out to Scott Warmoth of WUSB for somehow finding these things for us. Don't know where these things are hiding, but it's also part of what we'll be doing this summer at the Hacker Conference. We'll be finding tapes and recordings of various sorts involving the phone company, involving telephones, involving all kinds of mischief. And if you have any tapes or recordings that you'd like to send to us, we'll give out the address a little bit later as well. Well, how can the federal government be sure you are you? People doing business with the federal government electronically now will have a way to stamp their documents with a computer-generated signature. This according to the Associated Press. The Commerce Department's National Institutes of Standards and Technology has approved a technical standard designed to ensure that messages, documents, and other information it receives from other agencies and from people outside the government are authentic. The process could be as easy as pushing a button on your personal computer that'll call up an electronic signature. When the document is retrieved by the agency, a government employee will verify the signature against the person's identity. A commerce official says all federal agencies will be using the process by December. He says individuals and companies will be able to buy software to use it too. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that peachy keen? Isn't that fun? Progress. Technological innovations. America on the move in the 1990s. Wrong. This very poor story by the Associated Press fails to point out the risks involved in this particular scenario, something we've been discussing over the past year or so, namely the Clipper/Capstone chip, which allows the government to be able to decode your secret key, whether it be using cellular phones or encrypted data. That is something that a lot of people have expressed great reservations about, and this particular news item looks like the ceiling of this particular process, despite those objections. Basically, you have an electronic signature, you have a way of encrypting data, and only you and the government can unlock it. A lot of people feel that's a bit too crowded, so don't know where it's going to wind up. But right now, all federal agencies are using this. Fortunately, most of us are not federal agencies, and we do not have to. And we should be careful of any pressure to use this kind of standard. And you should also be careful of stories that don't mention the risks. Okay, today's Newsday. Prepaid phone cards are poised to become the nation's hottest collectibles. That's right, according to a small but growing network of collectors. Prepaid phone cards, which bear images ranging from Marilyn Monroe to panda bears, allow you to make long-distance calls without coins or a credit card. You pay for the card up front in denominations of $2 to $100. Then you call a toll-free number, punch in the card's account number, and place your call. The account is drawn down as you talk. When the time's up, you can throw the card out, or not. A card that New York Telephone handed out at the 1992 Democratic National Convention was worth $1 in phone time. Most people threw them away, and now an unused card can fetch $1,700. Are we insane or what? Some days we might sell 50 or 60 cards, says Scott DuPont, who runs three small card stores, which is amazing considering that nobody knows what they are. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's certain inherent risks in that particular bit of technology, too. You buy this phone card, say it's worth $50 or something, and you call up an 800 number and you enter a code. Now, on the card is the 800 number and the code, which is what the phone companies have been, for the last several years, trying not to do, because people look over your shoulder, they see the number, they see the PIN code, and they're able to use your particular calling card. If you lose the card, then all that information is also given out. It's not a very wise system to have, and of course having an 800 number that anybody can hack and figure out the system and use other people's calling card numbers is not very well advised either. But the worst part about this is, if you lose the card, if somebody defrauds you as far as making phone calls, you've already paid. So it's not likely you're going to get a refund for a card like that. And what if you use the card and you only get $49 worth instead of $50? How will you know? You've already paid for it. There's no real way to check. It is nice to collect cards, though. I have nothing against that. All right, time for another commercial, and then we're going to play with New York Telephone. Hopefully. Sometimes they... actually, not New York Telephone anymore. Now it's 9X. What we are going to hear now is a recording off the... I believe it's off the television set. It might be off the radio. It's a one-minute commercial for the Bell System.
Stay tuned for the Jack Riley Special next.
A Minute with Jack, brought to you by the Bell System. Whenever you travel, call ahead for reservations.
Keep in touch with home by phone.
Now, here's Jackie.
Thank you very much. How about those supermarkets? And what about those hippies?
This special is brought to you with this reminder. Whenever you travel, call ahead for reservations and to make other plans for the things you'll want to do. Once again, here's our leader.
Yes, sir. And here's my special guest, Mr. Mal Sharp.
Jack, how do you get a 60-second special like this every year?
I was walking down the street one day when the sponsor came up to me and said, "Hey, Jack, you got a minute?"
The Bell System suggests that when you travel, keep in touch with home by phone.
I'd like to thank everyone who made my minute possible. This is Jack. Call on just as Riley, saying so long until next year. Drive carefully, everybody.
Remember to call ahead for reservations, then relax and enjoy your trip. Ernie Anderson speaking.
Oh, yeah, there must be tons of these things lying around. Strange and funny phone calls or funny phone commercials, things like that. Again, if you have any of these weird recordings of the phone system past, you can send them in to us here at Off the Hook, care of WBAI, 505 8th Avenue, New York, New York, 10018. As we mentioned, we'll be having a full lineup of these particular types of phone calls and a lot of video presentations, as well as all kinds of panels, seminars, and don't forget our huge Ethernet that we'll be hooking up with all kinds of computers and other technological toys. And it all takes place this August at the Hackers on Planet Earth Conference, known as the HOPE Conference. And if you want more information on that, you can give a call to 2600 Magazine, 516-751-2600. And you can also call The Voice BBS, which will be having updated information on travel and all kinds of other technical issues as well. That number is 516-473-2626. And, again, that will be taking place August 13th and 14th. So if you want full registration information, you can... you can call those numbers or keep listening to this program in weeks to come. All right, now, time to play around with the phone company a little bit. Ah, there they are. 9X, we have no choice. That's their slogan. It's the only phone company in town, the only local company we can use. When you pick up the phone, you get a dial tone, that's who you're going to get. Now, we were playing with an intercept recording a couple of weeks ago, and it didn't work. Did not work at all. We weren't able to reprogram the actual recording. Let's see if we are any luckier today. I'm going to call the number. The number to reprogram it, that is.
Welcome to 9X's Call Mover Recording System. Please dial your disconnected phone number now with the area code first.
Okay, here we go.
Please dial your password now.
Hey, it worked. Okay, I got to turn down the volume here. Uh-oh, I forgot the password. Oh, okay, here we go.
If someone calls your disconnected phone number, they will hear this announcement.
Well, you've reached the old number for the voicemail system, which has been changed. 751-6339 is now 473-2626 in area code 516. And if you stay on the line, you can be transferred. Just part of the amazing technology.
To keep this announcement, press 1. To record a different announcement, press 2. Hear this announcement again, press 3.
Let's record a new announcement right here, live on the air.
At the tone, please record your name and new telephone number with the area code first. If you wish, you can include your address as well. After you have completed your announcement, depress the pound key.
Hello, you have reached a number which is no longer in service. But do not fret, the new number for the voicemail system is area code 516-473-2626. And that's not all. Here's my assistant to give you more information.
If someone calls your disconnected phone number, they will hear this announcement.
Hello, you have reached a number which is no longer in service. But do not fret, the new number for the voicemail system is area code 516-473-2626. And that's not all. Here's my assistant to give you more information.
To keep this announcement, press 1. Your announcement has been saved. Thank you for calling 9X's Call Mover Recording System. Goodbye.
Bye. Okay, now, let's call that number and see if it actually took the recording.
Well, you've reached...
It did not. It's the old recording.
It has been changed. 751.
Okay. Well, we'll have to keep checking it throughout the hour and see if they accept that recording. It's possible they might have to listen to it first and approve it. They're very bureaucratic as far as those things go sometimes. So we'll keep you updated on that particular front. All right, we're going to be taking phone calls, 212-279-3400. But before we do, it's time now for the real Space Cadet commercial of... this must have been the psychedelic age of the 60s, this particular one that we're going to hear. I don't understand it myself. I don't know where it aired. But this is the psychedelic Bell System commercial from the 1960s.
My name is Michael.
My name is Jill.
My name is Michael.
My name is Jill.
My name is Michael. Who are you?
My name is Jill.
PhD is places in space.
Who are you?
My name is Michael. I like you, Jill.
To communicate is the beginning of understanding.
The Bell System, building for the future.
Oh, and experimenting with some drugs on top of that. Oh, and you thought that MCI girl was annoying. That was from the 60s. I don't know, is anybody out there that remembers seeing that? Maybe there were stunning visuals to go with that. Oh, yeah, that is the psychedelic Bell System commercial. Okay, 212-279-3400 is our telephone number. If there's anybody out there that has questions about new technology, comments about phones or the internet or anything like that, we have an internet site set up now. Okay, we have anybody that wants to hop on the internet again can do so by calling up our specially set up account, which is WBAI, password WBAI too. Okay, and the phone number for that is 212-888-8212, which is a palindrome, which is kind of neat. Unless you have to dial one first, in that case, kind of ruins the whole thing. So what you do is you log on as WBAI, you enter the password as WBAI, and then it'll ask you for a nickname, and you just have to choose a unique nickname. And then you'll be connected to the internet relay chat that you can talk to people all over the world that happen to be hooked in at the same time. All right. If you want to talk to us here at the radio station, you can call us now at 212-279-3400 and have your voice transmitted from the Empire State Building all throughout the tri-state area. It's your choice. Either way, it's kind of neat. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Manuel. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I have a very interesting recording. I can play it for you.
Okay. Can you speak up a little?
I have a very interesting recording of a number. You can call it on the top of your AT&T bill. If you use AT&T long distance, 1-800-222-0300, and if you call it during business hours, what it does, want me to play to you the recording?
Yeah, but you're really going to have to speak up a bit more.
Okay.
That's much better.
Here you go.
For questions about a call on your...
Oh, I'm sorry. I called it, first of all.
Yeah?
Automatically detect your number. I'm not going to play that part because it takes too long. And also, my phone doesn't play the touchtones. You'll just hear a beep whenever I press the number.
Okay.
Here it goes.
Press 1. If not, press 2. For questions about a call on your bill, press 1. In order to serve you, please have your telephone bill available. If there is a call on your bill that you don't recognize and would like to know who the number belongs to, press 1. To provide account security, please enter the 3-digit number located immediately following your telephone number on the top of your bill.
That's real secure.
Please wait while we access your records. If this call is on your May 1994 bill, press 1. Please enter the telephone number of the call as it appears on your bill.
I did filter this part out. Can you hear it okay?
Yes, fine.
Hold. We are processing your request. Please hold. We are still processing your request.
Just like a human.
The number 215 belongs to
Churches LTD.
If you recognize this call and would like to check another call on your bill, press 1.
Wow, of course I couldn't make out what they said.
Yeah, well...
Sounds like a robot, but that's interesting. So basically it doesn't ask you for your phone number.
No, it asks you for the number that... It was on your bill. It does check to see if it's on your bill, but it's like, you know.
Is this available 24 hours or just in the daytime?
It was very strange. We have two phone lines, and I called it on one of them, and it said we're closed. I called it on the other, and it worked.
Really?
Yeah, very strange.
Wow, and that's AT&T 800-222-0300.
Yeah, and then the other one was, you had given out a number 1-800-WOW-IT'S-HOT a while ago.
Yeah, the old MCI promo that for some reason was giving out recordings of summer sounds.
Yeah, well, there's another one that Pepsi's decided to do now. I think it's Pepsi, it might be Coke. 1-800-I-FEEL-OKAY. Weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I feel okay.
And then the last thing is, there's an access code, maybe you could answer this, that you can dial. It's for Sprint.
Uh-huh.
When you dial it, it says, please hold for the Sprint operator. Get a Sprint operator, but it asks you what number are you, she asks you what number are you calling from. So I tried giving her a Manhattan number, even though I'm not in Manhattan. She knew that it wasn't from a Manhattan number, so I tried giving her a number, the next call, that was my number, but the last two digits were flipped around as if I made a mistake,
uh-huh.
And she put it through. And I later found out, when I did it to somebody else's number, that they got a charge on their bill. For a call I made.
Really? With no checking whatsoever?
Very strange.
That is very strange. Well, listen, I want to thank you for all this investigation. You really have done your homework here.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, take care. If everybody in New York played with their phones as much as he did. Boy, we'd be in trouble. We would all be in trouble. But let's try a couple of these things out. Let's try the one. Whoops, sorry. Where that tone came from? Tone. That's the tone I want. All right, we're gonna call 1-800. I feel okay. See what we get. Getting some strange sounds. Think 9X failed to process this call?
We're sorry. Your call did not go through.
That's the switch man.
Please try your call again.
Okay, sorry to bother you, sir. Let's try that one more time. Any more dial tones? That was a fake dial tone, by the way. It's pretty obvious to me. Okay, soda. All right. Why not? Let's see if our recording's been changed yet. And then we have another phone company commercial.
Well, we've reached...
Nope, the old recording still. I don't know. With 9X, things always take a lot longer than they should. You'd think with a computerized system like that, it would be instant. But I guess it's not as quick as we gave them credit for. All right, this is a New York Telephone commercial from years past. This one is an advertisement for your own phone. Yeah, it was a unique idea back then to actually have your own phone where you didn't have to share it with everybody else in the house. So here's this unique concept presented to the public for what may have been the very first time.
Here's the American breed for New York Telephone.
If you get a ring on your telephone, and the call's for you, but the family's home, you climb up the stairs to your private room, you pick up the phone, now you're all alone. The alone phone, baby, is just for you. The alone phone, baby, is the thing to do. The alone phone. It's the phone of your own.
At New York Telephone, we're hip to your privacy. So now for just pennies a day, you can groove with your own extension phone, an alone phone. It comes in colors and styles that will really turn you on. Like the new Trimline phone. That's the one where the dial comes to you. Get your very own phone today, an alone phone. It's really out of sight.
It's the phone of your own.
Yeah, the alone phone. And that's something from the New York Telephone vaults, I guess. Well, that's it for our funny phone commercials. Actually, there is one more phone commercial on here, and I'm just going to play the very, very beginning of it because we're not allowed to play any more of it on the radio. However, if you come to the Hope Conference in August, you can hear the whole thing. So I'll just let you hear the very, very beginning of it.
New York City, it's still a hell of a town. New York Telephone. We know getting a malicious or obscene phone call can really piss you off.
Okay, that's all we can play. It gets a lot raunchier than that. But again, at the Hope Conference this August, we will have recordings like that and many more. And that, incidentally, was the guy that did the commercials for New York Telephone. And apparently, he was having an off day, so he just kind of made his own commercial. And somehow it got out, and virtually every radio station got a copy of it. That was back in the 70s. Okay, it's 25 minutes to 11 o'clock. Let's go back to the phones. How are we doing on the internet, by the way? Do we have a fair number of people? About how many?
There's about 20 people online.
About 20 people online. Okay, if you want to take part in the internet and see it for the first time, maybe, give a call to 212-888-8212 and log on as WBAI, password WBAI, and then choose a nickname. You'll be in the internet relay chat, and anything you type on the screen will be sent to everybody else who is calling for the WBAI channel. And there's all kinds of other things you can do in this particular program. By typing /help, you'll get all the information. But if you want to call us here right now and be on the radio, 212-279-3400. It's been a few weeks since we've been able to have the chance to find out what's happening out there as far as people's adventures with the phone companies and various other technological hurdles and pitfalls. Good evening. You're on the radio.
Okay.
Good evening. You're on.
Yes. So
hi,
am I.
Manuel.
How you doing? Go ahead.
How you doing? I've been receiving these strange messages on my answering machine from what I subsequently found out was a collection agency, but it was sort of like a pre-recorded digital Terminator-like voice. You know, and I haven't recorded, actually.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, huh?
4 East 3rd Street, Apartment 5. Press the number 1 on your telephone to receive the message.
This guy called you?
It's not a guy. It's a collection agency with, like, a digital voice.
I've heard that voice so many times in various things. I can't believe they're making phone calls with it.
Well, actually, yeah, and they're leaving...
Between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time for a message concerning personal business. Number again is 1-800-6-8.
And it calls, like, once a day. It's like being stalked by this sort of electronic predator or something.
Well, I guess it's something we're all going to have to get used to, is voices like that calling us, maybe visiting us in person, too.
Scary to have, like, a robot, you know, saying your name and your address in an accusatory sort of way, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, you might be having fun with this, but if you don't
Not at all.
Okay, if you don't like this kind of thing, you can call them and tell them to stop calling me, and they have to stop. They cannot keep calling you if you tell them to stop calling you.
Right, it's just that, you know, it's strange that now there are robots doing the service of the, you know, they used to be the heavies calling you up, I'm going to break your arms, but now they have these robots coming after you with laser guns.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are afraid. When they hear a computer, they think it's official. You know, they think that there's no turning back. You can't fool the computer. But I don't know. That sounds like a fun computer to fool.
Kind of. It's a bit unnerving, though.
Do you have any idea what kind of personal business he wishes to discuss?
Yes, I called them back. It was, you know, some debt I you know, accrued a while back.
You should have your computer call their computer. You know, just have a recording like that. Or you could pretend to be a computer, you know.
I mean, is this very... have you heard other instances of, like, you know, harassment by digital voice over the phone?
Well, usually with sales pitches, what you get sometimes is you get a recording saying, please hold on for an operator. And they actually have the nerve to put you on hold while they catch up to the calls they're making and then try to sell you something.
I've actually had that happen. And when you listen to your messages back...
Right.
You know, there's like a whole, like, 3-4 minutes that, you know, sometimes they don't hang up at all.
Right. Then the recorded pitches as well. But they never sound like the one you play. That's totally fake sounding.
Very scary, though.
Yeah, it is pretty scary. Imagine a senior citizen that doesn't get out much getting a recording like that, you know? They may think the invasion from Mars is well underway.
It's even worse because the invasion is coming right from inside our own, you know, our own system.
That's right. That's right.
Impacting on us.
Well, thanks for letting us know about that, and keep us updated if any more robots call you.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
All right, take care. Well, everyone's out there recording phone calls. I think that's really cool. Because there's all kinds of amazing things we come across in a day-to-day life. Good evening, you're on the radio.
Okay, Mike, I've had a... let me turn my radio down.
So you're speaking too loud, actually.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now the other person was speaking too low, you're speaking too loud, so... all right.
Am I speaking too loud now?
That's fine, perfect.
I'd like to know what I can do that the telephone company has given out my unlisted number.
Who did they give it out to?
They gave it out to a lawyer.
Uh-huh. How do you know they...
somebody, I mean, someone who... there's an action being against me, right? And I had an unlisted number, and they got the number from the phone company because in the thing I got in the mail from the lawyer, they had my telephone history wrong. And when I called the telephone company, they had my telephone history wrong. In other words, the unlisted numbers and the listed numbers that I've had over the years.
So they had it wrong in exactly the same way.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. So that's how you knew where the weak link was.
That's right.
Do you have any idea how this person got this information from the phone company?
No. How would I know?
Well, I don't know if there is any particular enemy you might have, works at the phone company or anything like that, or...
Well, I don't think so.
Yeah, but you have an unlisted phone number.
Yeah.
Well, it's not impossible. Did you always have an unlisted phone number?
Oh, for at least 20 years.
Uh-huh. And before that, was it a listed phone number, or was...
yeah, yeah. Before 1970, I had a regular number, but around that time, I started having trouble with telephones and people calling that I didn't know, what have you.
Was it the
and
same?
And then getting robbed and that sort of thing.
Was it the
having my apartment broken into when I wasn't home for a couple of days, that sort of thing. So I started unlisting my phone.
Was it the same phone number?
No.
Okay, because a lot of people, they make the mistake of unlisting their phone number and not changing their number.
Oh, no, that's...
yeah.
Doing that.
It is possible, however, if you have access to phone company computers, and a lot of people do, for you to simply type in an address and be able to get an update as to what a particular phone number has changed into. In fact, hackers of years ago would get so good at this that when somebody was changing their phone number, they could tell them before the phone company could what their new number would be.
Ah.
Yeah, so all this information is in a computer, and it's accessible if you know how to get it. And if the phone company does not have adequate security, virtually anybody can get it.
Right.
And
well, I said to the phone company, the representative when I called, I said, you know, I just paid recently to have this phone, a year ago, to have this phone number changed because I had this problem then. And they changed it, and I got the call blocker and all that sort of stuff. And they said, oh, well, and I said, I think you owe me to change this number again without charging me. And they said, oh, no.
Well, they will do that if you're persistent, I can tell you that. What you need to do, who did you speak to, just a representative?
Yeah, right.
Okay, go a few steps up, call right away and ask to speak to a supervisor without any talking to anybody else. They'll always put you through to a supervisor. Tell them what you told me and say that that the only way this information could have been obtained is through the phone company and you're being harassed as a result. And, you know, you don't want to have to take this any further. You'd like to resolve this in a civil way.
I'm getting all kinds of crank calls in the middle of the night, even at 3 in the morning now,
uh-huh.
from people I don't know, asking for fictitious people.
Right. Well, the thing is, I mean, if you are being harassed, you have the right to change your phone number, and there's no charge to do that.
Can I? What is Star 57 all about? There, I've looked everywhere in the book for an explanation of it, and I can't find one.
Okay, Star 57 is the phone company's way of trying to make money off obnoxious, malicious phone calls. They'll charge you $1.50 to dial Star 57 and supposedly trace the phone call and have it reported someplace. However, they won't do anything until you do that at least 10 times and call them a few times to say, what are you doing? And they won't tell you ever who it is that's calling you. However, the person that's calling you will find out that you're Star 57-ing them. So it's a no-win situation for the consumer. And what you should do, instead of dealing with Star 57, is go to the Annoyance Call Bureau, and their number should be in your phone book.
I have that. I haven't done that yet, but I will.
They don't charge you anything to track down who's calling.
It's an 890 number or something, right?
Yeah, I think so. Or it might be a 1-800 number. And that's one way of finding out who it is that's calling.
Call the Annoyance Call Bureau.
Yeah, and they can change your phone number too.
Okay, good.
All right, but you know that's no assurance that the same thing is not going to happen all over again.
No, I understand. If they can get it once, they can get it again.
Exactly. The system is inherently insecure.
Yeah. I don't see why I should pay for it.
No, you shouldn't. You absolutely should not.
Right.
All right, good luck.
Hey, you have a great show.
Okay.
Can you give out the number before the end of the show of 2600 again?
Yes.
I'm interested in getting that publication.
Okay, I'll give it out right now.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
All right. The phone number for that publication, the Hacker Quarterly, is 516-751-2600. And, you know, I don't know if there's information on that machine right now specifically telling people how to register for the HOPE conference, but there will be within 24 hours. So if you're calling that to get that information and you don't hear it, then it's probably because it has not been put up yet, but it will be within 24 hours. Good evening. You're on the radio. Hello? Good evening. You're on the radio.
Hi. My name is Steve Reese.
Hi, Steve.
Hello?
Yes. Can I help you?
Yes. I had gotten a bill about 2 months ago. Somebody had used my phone line to call long-distance calls of Guatemala, the Dominican Republic.
Boy, everybody's getting victimized tonight. Amazing.
And the only thing that happened to that was suspicious
uh-huh.
was that somebody had called my answering machine and keyed in some touch-tone numbers. Is that a possibility that they can actually key into my phone number that way?
Well, they're not keying into your phone number. They're probably using some sort of a system that has no security whatsoever that really doesn't have anything to do with your phone number. There are all kinds of ways of billing something to a third number and not having any verification take place, or calling an answering machine and saying, press 1 to reject this call, or just hang on the line to accept it. Now, it's very easy for anybody to accept a call that way, especially an answering machine. The touch tones might have just been a way that they got your attention or something like that. It may also have been somebody on the remote end pressing touch tones indicating that you wanted to accept the call, and their system is so insecure that it can't tell the difference between the person calling and the person being called.
Uh-huh.
You see? So, I mean, there are all kinds of possibilities, but how were the calls billed? What company?
9X.
They were third number billed?
Excuse me?
How were they categorized? Third number collect?
No, not collect. No, they were billed as if they were coming from my own home.
As if they were coming from your house. No calling card, no third number, nothing like that.
No.
Okay, there are several ways that's possible. Do you have call forwarding?
No, I don't.
Okay. That's one major way that that could be done. Another way is some sort of a crossed wire inside anywhere, really, wherever wires come together. You can have two people on the same phone line in two different locations. And that does happen. That can be done deliberately. How many of these calls were there?
There were a fairly number. It was about $40 on the bill.
That's really not very much, actually, considering what could happen.
There were at least three. I don't remember the exact numbers, but they were like to three different countries.
Uh-huh. Were they at the same basic time?
Yes, they were at the same basic time.
Same day?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, it sounds to me like somebody patched into your line for one day. It sounds like it might be an isolated instance. Yeah, I mean, you're still entitled to full credit on that. You realize that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The box? Did they have some access to the box? Or
there are all kinds of ways of getting access to phone lines. If you look in the street, you'll see boxes that the linemen are constantly splicing wires in. Do you live in an apartment building?
I do.
Okay. Downstairs, in the basement probably, is a panel where all the phone lines come in. And if you open that panel, lots of times they're left unlocked, and just attach a clip set to it, you can pretty much roam around, not only listen in on people, you can make phone calls in anybody's lines. That kind of thing happens all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's not, just because it's coming into your apartment does not mean it's secure in any way. And the phone company has this way of assuming that if it's made directly from your phone number, that you had to authorize the call somehow, and that's just not true.
Right. No, they didn't give me any problems as far as taking it off my bill.
Uh-huh.
But just to get an investigation going.
Yeah, sometimes they will. I mean, if it happens a lot, they'll try and hint that you're responsible for it somehow. They probably ask you if you have a cordless phone or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is also a possibility, but it's far more likely somebody's actually clipping in.
But they couldn't just, you know, they couldn't call my number and get through in that way, could they?
I don't think so, unless it's a different kind of... I've seen occasions where 9X wires places wrong and has a phone popping up in two different locations, and if you call your own house, you'll hear somebody else answer. In fact, several people in the room have indicated that's happening to them.
Yeah.
It does happen. The phone company can wire things in weird ways, and it's pretty scary when you call your house and somebody else answers, or you get an answering machine that you don't have.
Yeah.
Things like that. It has happened. It always happens. But usually that occurs when you're getting a new phone line put in or having one taken out.
That's not what's happened. Okay, yeah. So basically they'd have to get into the box. There's no
That's what I suspect. There are other ways, but I suspect that's the easiest way.
Okay.
So look for those, look for open boxes.
Yeah.
And that might be a hint as to, you know, as to where the calls are coming from. Also, 9X can do this. They can look at phone bills from your apartment building and see if those same phone numbers are called from there.
Uh-huh.
And that'll tell them at least where the person is approximately.
All
right, good luck.
Very much.
Okay. Boy, a lot of people having robots calling and numbers showing up in their phone bill and strange recordings everywhere. Ah, let's see who else is out there. Good evening, you're on the radio.
Hello.
How are you?
Yes. Okay, I was just listening to the previous call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is one thing you can sometimes do if you have a problem like that persistently.
Which
they
is?
They make devices that are normally used on COCOT lines.
Uh-huh.
They're a fraud protection device. You put it in between your phone and the line. And what happens is it's looking for voltage drop on either side. If you clip in a test set on one side, the side that your phone is hooked up to, everything's fine.
Right.
If you clip it to the other side, you get a loud whistle on the line.
Okay.
Now, obviously, if the guy disconnects your pair of wires after his cut-in point, it disables it, but most people aren't going to do that. They'll just clip into a panel. And if they get a loud whistle in their ear when they pick up the line, they're going to grab the next line.
That's true.
Those devices run about $50 to $100, which is, the $50 ones are not that expensive. They're line-powered, the better ones, by the way.
Yeah.
They work. I used to work for a COCOT firm, and I can tell you, we used to use them on lines that the guys were accessing to make calls, bypassing the phone. And those things almost every time stopped the call unless the guy disconnected the phone completely.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I bypassed it because the unit was in the phone case.
The thing with COCOTs is that those aren't payphone lines. Those are
regular business lines.
Yeah.
But I think this same device could be used on any normal line.
Uh-huh.
No reason why it's restricted to that kind of a line. If you took one of these little tiny boxes, they're very small, put it inside your phone or behind your phone or in line with the jack in your apartment or house.
Right.
Anybody clipping in outside the house is going to get a very annoying whistle in their ear and won't be able to dial.
Right. The only thing I could see going wrong with that is if the phone company is doing some sort of a test on the line and they can't get access to the phone line.
The only thing. But beyond that, it does work. Also, two other things.
Yeah.
one thing. I don't know if you're aware, there's an alternate ANI number, or I should say ANAC number for New York.
511?
Yes, you know about it. Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't work everywhere. I think
neither does 958, though.
That's true. And there are some places, I was trying this the other day, where you dial 958 and you get a fast busy. If you get that,
try
it about 50 more times, and it will go through at some point.
If you get a reorder, many times, enough times dialing will put it through.
Yeah.
Incidentally, you know why 511 works? It's part of the generic package on the ESS switch.
That's true.
Typically, they're supposed to disable it, but many areas, they forgot to do it.
So that means that you'll get ANAC virtually anywhere in the country that has a 5ESS.
Theoretically, it could be enabled almost anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Unless their generic package was somewhat different than the one New York got, which is conceivable. But I know upstate New York uses 511. Albany, New York uses 511 in some areas, I've just been told.
Uh-huh. Is it just 5ESS or is it DMS as well?
I don't know. I believe it. I've seen it work in 5ESS. I'm not sure about DMS 100. It
uh-huh.
may well be in both, although it'd be kind of funny if I'm not the same thing. But, you know, you never know.
Yeah. Yeah,
also,
true.
Shifting topic.
Okay.
I was on the other week when they were doing the internet offer.
Yeah?
I haven't gotten contacted. How is that going?
Okay, did you pay by credit card?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you will be one of the first. What I'm going to do is call our accounts people tomorrow and get a full listing of everybody that paid by credit card, and then you'll be called, and we'll set you up with an account on Escape.
Okay.
And sorry for the delay. I mean, it shouldn't really be taking this long, especially if you paid by credit card.
I spoke to the guy who runs the system,
uh-huh.
and he said if I wanted to, I could go on with a new user account and have it switched over. But nah, it's okay. I'll wait.
Yeah.
It didn't really matter. I didn't mind waiting the extra time.
Right. If anybody out there has paid, then there's no reason why we shouldn't get you on this week. If you haven't paid, then that certainly will expedite matters if you do. And we're just trying to deal. We got so many more people than we expected to get, so we're kind of overwhelmed. But we do intend to get through to them all, especially the ones that paid this week.
By the way, I kind of got a laugh when you were dialing the stuff before because you dialed that wrong number.
Uh-huh.
I knew you dialed it before you did.
You knew I dialed.
You were dialing the number. You missed a digit on
yeah.
the field find thing or whatever it was.
You mean you can't
field find one of the other one of the things you were dialing. You dialed an extra digit.
Uh-huh.
I knew it before you even said it.
Can you decode touch tones by ear?
I have a decoder on the line right on the radio right now.
Uh-huh. I know people that can do it by ear.
I almost could when I was younger and I was an active phone freak.
Uh-huh.
When I was a teen, late teens, but I sort of got tired. Not tired, but I'm still interested, but I'm not as active with it, and I'm not as good as I used to be.
Uh-huh.
It was a day and age where you could hit a button, beep, and I know what it was.
Uh-huh.
But no, I actually have a Motron decoder in line with a scanner, which I'm using as the FM radio right now. This is a broadband job, and I use a tape out jack to drive directly into the decoder, and I can get anything.
Amazing.
Works quite nicely.
Hey, you know, we're going to be having a COCOT panel at the Hackers on Planet Earth conference, so you might be interested in that.
Possibly, because I live in New York anyway.
Yeah,
I mean,
we are going to need some experts to speak on the COCOT industry
well,
as well.
I was with one of those companies for 4 years. I just got out of them because the company was sold to another company, and they laid everybody off.
Uh-huh. Well, that's...
Oh, as far as most of it, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you do, and I appreciate the call.
Okay, then.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good evening.
A lot of interesting people out there tonight. A lot of knowledge out there in the streets of New York. Okay, let's see if we can fit in a couple of more phone calls. How are we doing on the net? We have still about 20 people?
It's probably about 30 now.
30 people, wow. Okay, those are all the people on IRC going through escape.com. You can be part of that by calling up 212-888-8212. I guess, well, only for about another 5 minutes, though, right? We're shutting down after the show? Or pretty soon thereafter?
Should we? Yeah,
yeah.
Pretty soon thereafter.
Pretty soon, okay. And what you do is you log in as WBAI, password WBAI, choose a unique nickname, and you'll be talking to everybody in the world that happens to be patched into to the WBAI channel. And you can do that from... Well, let's say you were in Norway, for instance, and you were able to run IRC. All you'd have to do is join the WBAI channel from there, and you'd be talking to people at WBAI here. It's that simple. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to open up the Internet to as many people as possible. We're doing it here at BAI. We're going to be doing it at HOPE later this year. And hopefully people will be a part of this this technological progress, which is all over the place, at a good price, too. As cheap as possible. 212-279-3400 is our phone number here. Good evening. You're on the radio.
Hello, Emmanuel?
Yes.
How you doing? I'm glad I got you. I pledged, and let me turn this radio down. And I pledged, and I want to join Escape.
Okay.
But got some problems. I was wondering if you can give me a phone number I can reach either you or Escape.
Okay, I'll give you the Escape voice number, which you can call between 11 and 7 in the daytime.
11 and 7 in the day.
Yeah, it's 212-888-8780.
8780.
Right. If you have any questions about the system.
Okay, so I leave a message and when they get back to me?
There should be somebody there between those hours.
Oh, somebody live.
That's yeah, good. Live person, and you should be able to get whatever questions you have answered.
888-8780.
Right.
Okay, well, that should solve things.
Okay, if it doesn't, give us a call back.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Excellent.
And I think we have time for one more phone call. Good evening, you're on.
Yes, I'm calling to sound an alarm that something has happened in Italy right now. There has a computer hacker crackdown.
Yeah, the Fidonet seizures. Is that what you're calling about?
Well, I just heard that they're busting people, you know, for having bulletin boards and things like that.
Basically what happened there is somebody was suspected of software piracy, and the Italian authorities said, okay, here's a list of bulletin boards, bust them all. And they basically had a Fidonet list of all the boards in Italy. So, yeah, it was a massive raid. It's a little worse than the kinds of things that happen here.
Right, and if anything can happen anywhere else, we have to be alarmed that, you know, they could possibly try to pull on us here, you know, anywhere in the world.
Uh-huh. Do you have any updates as to what is going on with that?
No, but I'm calling Italy tomorrow, and I can ask what's exactly happening. So I'm just over the telephone. I'm, you know, this isn't through computer hookups or anything.
Do you know a system operator over there?
Well, I know some people in Milan, but I'm afraid to say names, say who they are right now, just because,
right.
You know, fear of the police.
Right, yeah. It's not a unique fear. Well, if you find out anything of interest, please let us know, and we'll be looking, too.
Sure.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
And thanks to everybody who called in, and also everybody who participated with the Internet demo. And we'll be back next week with yet another show, and who knows, maybe a special guest will pop in, and we'll be talking about some other developing items as well. This is Emmanuel Goldstein. I've been with you for the past hour, and as I said, we'll be back again next week. Stay tuned for a rebroadcast of the evening news. This is WBAI New York.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. It couldn't get much worse, but if they could, they would. Oh, Billy Bump for the best, expect the worst. I hope that's understood, but Billy Bump.
Science fiction. Movie soundtracks.
Night shift.
Acid jazz.
Night shift.
Astrology.
Night shift.
Techno.
Night shift.
Life writing.
Night shift.
Trance.
Night shift.
New age music.
Night shift.
Psychology.
Night shift.
Philosophy.
Night shift.
Star Trek.
Night shift.
UFOs.
Night shift.
Music.
Night shift.
Talk.
Night shift.
Radio drama. Night shift. 3:30 till 6 a.m. Wednesday night, Thursday morning.
Night shift.
Here.
Night shift.
On listener sponsored radio.
Night shift.
WBAI.
Night shift.
99.5.
Night shift.
FM.
But that's right. You know they're stupid. And you know.
Good evening.
In the news tonight, the U.S. and Jamaica strike a deal to use Jamaica as a processing site for Haitian refugees. A U.N. report says world peace can be ensured by more aid and fewer arms sales. And in New York, another cop pleads guilty to corruption, while residents of Harlem cry foul over the smells from a local sewage treatment plant. With these and other stories, I'm Jose Santiago in New York with Verna Avery Brown in Washington, and this is the news for Wednesday, June 1st, 1994. First to Washington for the Pacifica National News.
In Haiti, the military regime continues to tighten its grip against its opponents. Roosevelt Jean-Francois has more from Port-au-Prince.
The Haitian Episcopal Conference called today for a meeting between the protagonists of the Haitian crisis to put an end to the situation. The Haitian bishops urged General Raoul Cédras and exiled President Jean-Bertrand Aristide to have a frank and courageous dialogue to avoid the military intervention. As for today, a meeting at the parliament called by President Aristide to discuss the current situation. But Aristide lawmakers decided to postpone that meeting for security reasons. Meanwhile, the de facto government decided to freeze the assets of Malval governments in the central bank. The government also decided that ministers of Malval government are not allowed to leave the country. The military-backed government is threatening to arrest anyone who called for foreign intervention. Roosevelt and Jean-Francois, Pacifica Network News in Port-au-Prince.
In Seattle, a federal judge has ordered the Army to reinstate a highly decorated nurse who'd been forced out of the National Guard because she acknowledged she was a lesbian. Under today's ruling, Colonel Margaret Kammermeyer is entitled to reinstatement, and any record of her sexual orientation must be removed from National Guard files. The National Right to Life Committee has launched a boycott of companies associated with the abortion pill RU486. The targets, Germany's Host AG and France's Roussel Euclof. This despite the companies giving up U.S. patent rights for RU486 to the New York-based Population Council. National Right to Life says a list of the products to be boycotted will be...